We're up to Perek Beis Pasuk Chaf. Perek Beis Pasuk Chaf is Sabosi Ani Li Yaesh Es Libi. I turned my heart and I gave up. The word Yeush is a very powerful word. Yeush means despair. Means you have a sugis in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Yeush. If you give up hope, it means you lose hope of ever. Normally, recovery, normally it's used in reference to something that's been stolen or lost. You lose hope of ever recovering an object. So here he says that I've lost hope. V'sabosi ani. Sabos means to turn. I've turned ani li'ayesh eslibi. You have to really read the words out of order. I've turned my heart back and forth in search of hope. I've turned back and forth to try to find hope, to light. But the end, after turning back and forth and looking here and there, the end was, I've given up hope. What have I given up hope for? I'll call he'amol shamalti tachas hashamesh. In regard to all of the amol, the toil, I realized that it was not worth anything. All of my hard effort, my labor that I spent my entire life working, I thought that it would be of value, and now I realize that it's of no value, as he said in the previous pasuk, because who is going to inherit all of my hard work? The next generation. And I have no idea, I have no way to know, to plan ahead if the next generation will be wise, will be foolish, if they will squander and lose all of my accomplishments. Okay, let's take a look at the Mitzvah Stav Pasukov. Pasuk V'Sabosi, Sovavti Atzmi, Liyayesh Es Libi. So according to the Mitzvah, the word V'Sabosi, I told you refers to the heart. I made a mistake. Well, that could be another interpretation. Maybe I got it from somewhere else. But according to the Mitzvah, the word V'Sabosi is directed towards Ani. I turn myself Liyayesh Es Libi. What's the Loyman? What does that mean? What's the meaning of these very complicated words? Loymar Shaloy Lachoshoish Ba Velis Neosa. That I will do not have any concern, and worse, I have hatred. Now, what is the subject? The subject is, the next words, I'll call Hamol. V'hu inyan melitza. So basically, this expression, v'sabos eni l'yeish, has to be pointed, this is just an expression, and it means I've given up hope. I've given up hope, worse than giving up hope. I actually have hatred. What do I have hatred for? The next words of the Mitzvah Sar, I'll call Hamol. Ba'avur kol Hamol shamalti tachas hashamesh le'sov kinyonim behasotas libi v'yala hevel. V'alahevel pitani, concerning all of the toil that I have exerted during my lifetime, who is the one that, now here he takes the word libi, who is the one that caused me to accumulate wealth? My heart. Behasotas libi, my heart is what enticed me to accumulate wealth. V'alahevel pitani, and for nothing did my heart entice me to work my entire life to accumulate wealth, because what's going to be with it? It's all going to go to the next generation, which he mentioned in the previous pasuk, I have no control over of. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, v'saboseni le'yeish, shalom li'ageya v'le'amol. I turn my heart, I will no longer yageya v'le'amol. Now Rashi seems to learn a little bit different than the Mitzudos. Rashi says the word, this expression is for the future. I no longer have any desire to continue in the future to accumulate wealth. But he does not, according to Rashi, so the first to make this point, what about the past? It's very frustrating to go and, what was, was. It's not, you can't change the past. The only thing in life you can do is you can change the future. So if a person already has spent his whole life accomplishing, and now he realizes that it was a mistake, you can't say it was all for nothing. It's not, you can't say it's all for nothing. What was, was. But the nafkamina is what's going to be in the future. So it would appear, I saw this in one of the Sfarim, it appears that that's the difference between Rashi and the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos is much more depressing. According to
Shlomo HaMelech, say also,
what was will be. Okay, that's a different idea. Okay, that's okay. But here, the question over here, it's a very sad pasuk. He's saying that I'm a Ya'esh Es Libi, V'Sabos Eni Le'esh Es Libi. L'may Nafkamina. Is that for the past also, or only for the future? According to the Mitzudos, it appears even the past. Yas charata al ha'avar. I have remorse that I spent all of this time in the past working hard to accumulate wealth. According to Rashi, it's not, doesn't seem. You can never look, you should never look back at the past nafcharata. The past was. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. So you might as well not have charata. In fact, you should look back and you should say that everything you did was for the good. I accomplished. The only nafkamin is, what about the future? Should I continue doing what I have been doing until now? And that's Rashi says, no. In the future, shalo liga v'le'amol, it's the future tense. No longer in the future will I continue to toil and exert myself to do more. Okay, let's look at the Targum Pasukov.
I got the impression that from the Mephoshim that they're talking about in general, that I wanted to see if I could change a lot of things, but the world goes on the way it... In other words, I had no effect on world events.
No.
I gave up trying to change things.
You can't change the world.
That's the way the nature of people remain.
That's very depressing.
From reading a couple of verses quickly, that's the sense I get from it.
You can't change the world. That's the amal. The amal is not necessarily the accumulation of wealth, but it's to change people's way of life, to change the world for the better. You can't. I've given up. I've given up hope on the world. I realize that you really can't change. The world is a force in the world that continues to go by itself, and you can't go against the tide. You can't beat them, join them.
Right.
Like that's what people...
There are people who have changed the world.
Is it because they have changed the world, or was it that the time was right? Avraham changed the world. But you have to ask a question, is it because it's not just the person is there, the conditions have to be there as well. There are many great people who have accomplished great things. Had they lived only a few years before, a few years after, would not have succeeded, because the world was just not ready for this change. You need the conditions. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying, I'm way ahead of my time. I see the way the world should be. I see all the mistakes, but the world is just not ready. They're just not willing to listen. The conditions are not yet here.
You don't see it yourself. In other words, you don't realize you do something and it only comes to
wish years later.
Years later,
yeah.
You begin to see.
So you can say you planted the seeds. You began the movement. You planted the seeds. Okay. But at the time, it's the.
You just think it was all for
God. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We have the Targum Pasukov. V'chazaris ano li ya osho yosli bi. I have turned myself. The Mitzudos, he translates the word v'chazaras, the word sabosi, going on the word ani, I know, that's really the same thing, that's the simple translation, li ya osho yosli bi, to bring despair to my heart, al kol turcha dit rachis limikne, concerning all of the hard work that I have exerted in my lifetime to acquire possessions, Vidacha kemis, and my wisdom. And now this is something that does not appear in the pasuk. This is something which the Targum is inserting, is injecting. I also, the wisdom I have despair over the wisdom, my chokhmah, l'sakonot choshimsha, the wisdom that I have applied to fix, to be misakin the world, everything that exists underneath the sun, the omoh hadein, I have great despair over my effort and over my chokhmah. Again, chokhmah is something which does not appear in this pasuk, and that is what the Targum is adding, injecting. Okay, let's, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, let's now go to
pasuk. The previous pasuk,
he's taking he's taking ideas from the previous pasuk and he's injecting into pasuk Yud Bechav, even though it does not say that. All it says here is, I have regret on the emol, he'omol, the toil, but not on the chachma, but he seems to be injecting that here as well. Okay, let's go to pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ki yesh Adam, now now he's elaborating, what is his frustration? Ki yesh Adam, there are people, she'amoloi, three different expressions: wisdom, understanding, and kishrein. Kishrein means kosher, things that are correct. The person can be very wise, but the wisdom can be corrupt, and the das, the knowledge, you can be right, you can be 100% right, but you're dead wrong. there are different expressions like that. A person, everything is logically correct, but the bottom, when the day is over, you're dead wrong. So here it says, there's chokhmah, there's das, but there's more than just chokhmah and there's das. Kishrein, you're on the mark. It's a very powerful idea.
Reality check.
Yeah, that's the kishron. Kishron comes from the word kosher. Kosher means it's correct. It is. We use the word kosher for food. Is the food kosher? Not kosher, but kosher means is it a proper fit? So the chachma and the das, not only does it look good on paper, it actually works well in the real world. But ula adam shle amal bo yiten chalko. What is so depressing is here we have a person who worked very, very hard with these three different midos, chachma, das, and kishrein, and who will be the recipient of all of his good with hard work? Ula adam shloy amal bo yitnen will be granted chalko gam zehevel v'ra'ora. But this, in my eyes, Shlomo says, is futile and a very great evil, that one person should work so hard and yet all of his efforts, all of his success should be given to a person that did not lift up his pinky to earn this work. Let's see the Rashi. A lot of things going on over here. Let's first see the Mitzudos. Pasuk Chof Aleph in the Mitzudos David. Just one moment. Let me find it here. Pasuk Chof Aleph. Ki yesh adam lipa'amim at times. Yimsa, you'll find ben adam a person asher. Amoloi, his toil ba'asifas hakinyanim hu b'chochmu v'yosher. His toil in accumulating possessions, wealth, is done with chochma v'yosher, with uprightness. V'hoya imkein meharoi sheyiskayim b'yado ad yoyim oisai. It's only proper, therefore, that he should possess until his dying day, ulereshes lebanav achrav, and to bequeath it to his children. Vihine lo kein hoya. And guess what? That's not the way the world works. Person can work his whole life, and then someone will come along and take it all away. Ki odo chai, while he is alive, yitnenu baal karcho leadam shloy amal bo liyos lo lechelek. It will be given to someone else. Veim she'ena roy liyosho, to a person that is not worthy of inheriting it. It turns out that in retrospect, all of the hard work, yesh boy gam hevel, ki lo motzabo to elas, there was no purpose. There was no purpose to all of this hard work. Gam ro'or rabo, it was also a very great evil. Al shahoya muchrach loses la'achar oduchai, to give it over to someone else while he is still alive. V'hu musav l'malu loymar, and this goes back on the previous pasuk, meharoy liyoesh eslibi, and now we understand the relationship to the previous pasuk. It's fitting for a person to give up hope, liyoesh eslibi, to despair. Al asher posani, I have great despair that I have been enticed, my heart has enticed me my entire life to work hard, to accomplish, to accumulate wealth. Le'asov kinyanim v'loy chashasha pen kimikre hazeh yikreni, and I was not realistic to the possibility that such a tragedy would befall me, that after all of my hard work, everything would be passed over to a person that did not work for it, to someone else. Okay, that's the very simple translation. Now let's see Rashi. Pasuk Chof Aleph, ki yesh adam kimashmo kipshutai. You can translate the words very simply. Umedrish agadah b'tanchuma mechaneu klap yakadosh baruch hu shenemar boy v'al dumus hakisei dumus kimarei adam. So here the Medrash over here is telling us something, that when it says in the pasuk ki yesh adam, refers to Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam here in this pasuk is called the Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yechezkel is described as Kedemus Adam. As we all know, that a human being is created in the Tzelem Elokim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times is called Adam. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Chochmah. Let's see what Rashi, Shamola B'Chochmah, Shenemar, Hashem B'Chochmah Yosad Oretz. Hashem with wisdom established the world. B'daitoi, with his knowledge, Tehoimois, Nifku, the depths of the water were split. Ulibriyos, and to whom did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give over this world that was created with Chochma, with Das, with Kishrein? To us, to human beings who did nothing, who know from nothing. Ulabriyos, Sheloi Amoloi Bo, Nosan Chelek Bo, Hashem has given us control of this world. And what does the pasuk say about this? Gam Zehevel V'Ro'or Rabo. What does that mean, Hevel Rabbah? How does that apply in this context? The Heimnasu Dor Shel Hevel. What did they do with this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them? They became Hevel. They became the Dor HaMabul. The Dor Shel Hevel. The Ro'or Rabbah. Ha'adam ba'aretz, men in the world became evil in the world, b'dor ha'mabel. So now we go back according to Rashi, let's now look at the new interpretation according to Rashi in the Pasuk. Ki yesh adam, the Ribbono shel Olam is the Adam. There exists a creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is called in this Pasuk in Adam, Sha'amaloi. He toiled to create this majestic world with Chochmah, uvedas, uvekishon, and to whom did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give this world as a gift? Ula Adam shaloi Amalbo, to human beings, to Adam Rishon, to mankind, who does not understand the complexities, to the incredible Chochmah that are built into this world. And what has man done with this world? And this creature, this interpretation, Hevel, they've taken this world and they've transformed it into a world of Hevel, Vira'oraba, it says, man has become extremely evil. They've abused the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it's a very interesting interpretation of the Pasuk. Now let's take a look over here at the Targum. Pasuk Chof Aleph. Arum is gevar de turche bechokhma uve suchle sonu. There are people that work with chokhma uve suchle sonu and with a seichel uve tzadku and with righteousness. So this is a very fascinating translation. According to the Perush of the Targum, the word kishroin means tzedek. Tzedek. You know, it's funny, the conservative movement, they have something called the Hechsher Tzedek. Hechsher is always to give it its kosher. We always use the Hechsher. Hechsher means Lashon of Hechsher is kosher. So here they're saying Hechsher, the word of the Targum, actually it's Chai Taiches, translates the word Hechsher to mean Tzedek. Uvitzadku.
Don't we have the expression kosher v'yosher?
Kosher v'yosher. Okay, it's an expression, yeah.
It's
redundant, yeah. Okay. Uvitzadku. He translates the word tzedek, kishron, to mean tzedek, it's righteous. Vimus below v'lad. Now here is obviously a very new and novel interpretation. What does it mean? Ula adam shloi omal bo yitenu chelko. It means that we're referring to a very specific situation, to a person that dies without children. Vimus below v'lad. Rachmana litzlan. He leaves this world without a child. Who then will take over his assets? The government, or whoever it is. Ulegvigvar de lo tirach bay. To a person that did not trouble. Yit nine lim heve chulake. Will be given this portion. Af dein. This reality that there can exist in the world a situation where a person dies without children and someone else takes over his property is avdein, is havlu, uvishta, rabisa, is hevel, and a very great form of evil. So sach hakol, we take it away out of this parish, we go to the midrashim and the mefarshim, three very different interpretations of this pasuk. According to the mitzudos, it's very simple. A person works very hard in this world, and you can't control your destiny. We all hear achmonot and horror stories, people that are sick in the hospital, and they don't plan in advance, and the government can come, can take everything away. The hospital bills can come and wipe out a person, spend his whole life, and they can take everything away. Or you hear different stories, people, they spend their whole life working, and then at the very end, they're in a lot of trouble with the government, and they have to spend all their money on lawyers, and who knows what. So that is the pashup shot of the pasuk according to the mitzudos. The person works very hard. There's no guarantee that the money is safe in the bank. It can be stolen. It can be spent. A person can be forced to spend it on things he never imagined. Rachmana litzlan. That's a very great depressing tsar. It's hevel v'ra oraba. According to the parish of Rashi, we are describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's frustration. The Adam in the beginning of the pasuk is the Ribbono shel Olam. Hashem is called Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a beautiful world, a world mole chokhma, svuna, and kishroin, and tzedek, and he bequeathed it to human beings. Human beings cannot possibly know the great chokhma that's built into nature, into the world. And what has man done with the world? Man has destroyed the world. Rabbas the man, Rashi quotes the pasuk of the Rabba Roa Sa'adam Ba'aretz. Man is evil, man is hevel, man has destroyed Hashem's world.
This is part of what I was saying over here, that you can work your whole life for what for, because everybody has muscle.
Well,
some people are going to have muscle, and some
people
are not. How much you work?
Well, that's really that borders very much on the mitzudos, on the mitzudos, right? Okay, but Rashi is saying
it more broader.
It's a broader interpretation. It's a mazel that some people, right? It's like some people don't work very hard, and they're very successful.
Those are better, knock yourself out.
It's pretty depressing. Okay, there again, Rashi again, it's more midrashic. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, gave it to man, and man doesn't appreciate the world, and man sins, and man destroys the world. And according to the parish of the Targum, a third interpretation, we are referring here to a person who dies, who leaves this world without children. And who then is going to take over, who will give over his legacy, who will give over all of his work, his toil? There's no next generation to give it over to. Three different interpretations of this pasuk. Now, there are a number of the very interesting ideas. First, there's the Alshach. Okay, we are not here very, very fond of Inyani Kabbalah, but this one is just too good to pass up. The Alshach says this pasuk is Miramis, the Gilgul Neshamos. We know that Gilgul Neshamos, there's a very big debate of a person, if there is such a thing, whatever this is, when Mashiach comes and the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, in which guf will a person be, will come back to life? Assuming a person will merit Tchiyas HaMeisim. And let's say, assuming this idea, we'll take the idea at face value, the person can be Megalgal, can come back to this world multiple times. So he could have lived in the time of the Avos, and then he came back during the time of the Nevi'im, and he was in the time of the Rishonim, the time of the Acharonim, and here he is. He's walking around Avenue J with a smartphone. Who would have realized this guy walking around Avenue J talking on a cell phone was living during the time of the Avos? Gilgul Neshamas, right? There's such a thing as Gilgul Neshamas. And now it's going to come time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So which guf will he come back? Will he come back in the guf of 1,000 years ago? Or will he come back in the guf, the body of living in the year 2015? In whose guf will the Neshama return? So there's a very big debate. We don't really know what these things mean. So the Alshach says he will come back in the last body. It's very strange, because who are the person's parents? How are you going to relate to your parents, to your siblings, if you come back in one guf and not another guf? The Alshach says that that's what the pasuk of the year says. Pasuk of Aleph, ki yesh adam, there are human beings, sha'amoloi b'chochmo b'dasa v'kishoin, they worked very hard in a previous lifetime. They worked very hard with chochma, das, u'kishoin, and then they die. And then they come back into the body of another person. And in that second lifetime, or third, or fourth, or fifth lifetime, they don't accomplish very much. They have a very empty existence. But yet, at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, they will be resurrected in the body of the last cycle of their last existence, even though that body does not deserve, at the time of Mashiach, to be the host to such a beautiful neshama that worked so hard with Chochma, Das, and Kishrein in an earlier lifetime.
It's another that you cite in Gilgul that he has a tapkit to complete. He has one mitzvah.
Right.
All the other mitzvahs he did already in the
past. Right, exactly. Okay, that's... These are very dangerous ideas he's throwing around here. Okay, these are very dangerous ideas which you know, when I always told you. When I was in yeshiva, you talk about Gilgul, they will throw you out. Like, this is something which is a hocus pocus. Hocus pocus, Scientology. This is very dangerous. This is really Scientology. Go study.
You didn't talk about it, but if there was a dog that hung around, you said there's a Gilgul in that dog, he's coming to yeshiva.
There used to be in Tarvadas, there was a cat. Mm-hmm. He would cling to Rav Pam. It was very bizarre. I never saw a cat in the yeshiva. When I was, it wasn't so long ago, there was this cat that would come into the yeshiva, go into the front door.
Mice. You never went to Caribbean after, did you?
The narrative show there are cats. Okay,
there for the whole
area of the show. But in America, you don't see cats coming into the yeshiva. And who did the cat go to? It went to Rav Pam. This is very bizarre. It went up the steps. You know, if you come to Rav Dasti, you're like, there's an upper lobby. It went up the steps and went to the office and waited by the office, and they would escort him out the door. Then this is super bizarre. So who was this cat? Okay, but whatever it is. Kiyesh Adam Shamalai. So this is how the Al Shuch reads the Pasuk. It's super bizarre. Kiyesh Adam, there is an Adam, a human being, Shamalai, that toils in a previous existence. The Neshama, it works hard, it's a masmid, it's a tzaddik, it works with enormous mesiras nefesh. Now you would imagine the body, the guf is the host to such a holy neshama. The physical body has earned the right to host this beautiful, glorious neshama. So you would expect that the DNA of this guf should earn the right at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim to be reunited with this neshama and once again serve as the host. The guf is the host of the neshama. Yet the pasuk is extremely depressing. It says, guess what? This neshama, for whatever reason, had to be niskalgel, had to come back to this world maybe multiple times until it finished its mission. And in those next visits, it did not really work for it. It was not known to be a very big tzaddik. It was very mediocre. It was no big deal. They didn't give Mishlishi this neshama. But guess what? That last body is going to be the body that's going to be the host for the neshama at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So Shlomo says, it's not fair. That's not fair. Why should the first guf, which was there at the time when it developed and it grew, that should be the one that really deserves to be the host of this neshama. So he says, "Ulo Adam," to a human being, a body, a physical body, "Shaloi Omalbo," that was not a participant, a partner in the amelus of the neshama when it developed to reach exalted levels. Yitnenu chelko. That's where the neshama is going to be at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. In my eye, Shlomo says, it's not fair. Ze gam ze hevel v'ro'or rabo. Okay, that's a really spooky idea. Okay, I couldn't hold back sharing that with you.
That's a really very...
I don't know, because at Tchiyas HaMeisim, we are under the impression that Tchiyas HaMeisim, everything is going to make sense. Right? One thing now, okay, so nothing makes sense. It's a crazy world. So then, you know, you just throw in the towel. The world doesn't make any sense.
Assuming also that the neshamas will recognize each other as they were in existence.
We know what these things mean, like I told you. These are very dangerous things. To go talk about Gil neshamas, but he mamish reads this into the pasuk. It's very geschmack how he reads this idea into the pasuk. Okay, now the most bizarre idea is... There's an idea now. This is a Medrash Tanchuma. There's a Medrash Tanchuma, and it's applied in many different ways. It's applied, but the Chofetz Chaim says in reference to Lashon Hara. There's such a Chazal that says that if you speak Lashon Hara about your friend, all of your merits are deposited in his account, and all of his sins are given to you. Now this idea is extremely bizarre. They say that Rav Dessler, Rav Eliyahu Dessler, the one who wrote the Michtam Eliyahu from Gateshead, so he was known to be, well, they say, the Rav Chaim on Agadita, just like Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is known to be the master of Lomdus, the father of all modern Lomdus in the Olam HaYeshiva, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Berisker Derech, the scientific approach to the study of Talmud. Rav Eliyahu Dessler was known to be his match in regard to Inyone Agoda. Not in Lomdus. Lomdus also they have from Rav Eliyahu Dessler, they've already printed now, incredible chidushim in Lomdus as well. But his reputation for somehow the mazel he had, what he was known as a master on Divrei Agoda. So it's written in his name, or from him, from his students, maybe from his children, that his entire life he struggled to understand this Chazal, this Tanchuma. How could it be such a thing that if just because you speak Lashon Hara about your friend, all of your merits should be transferred to him, and all of his sins should be transferred to you? That doesn't make any sense. That's not fair. That's not Yosher. That's not Emes. A person sins. He speaks Lashon Hara. So, okay, there are consequences. But does it mean, does it make any logical sense that your Zuchuyo should be transferred to him and his Averu should be transferred to you? So he said that he struggled with this his entire life and he never came, he never came to any understanding of what this means. And he basically said, we have no clue to what this means. Shouldn't necessarily take it literally. And just leave it as a tzorich in Gadol. Okay, but it is a chazal. It is a chazal. It's a tanchuma. So here I saw a number of the sram. They all go and they are connected to this pasuk, and they say that's exactly what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. That Shlomo HaMelech is agreeing to Rav Dessler. He's associating himself, and he says, "Ki yesh adam, there are people sha'amolo b'chachma v'das v'kishron who do good things. They work very hard with chachma das kishron. They're tzadikim gemurim, but ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv lo yechat to everyone." What do you mean? You understand what? Yeah.
Would anyone have a problem saying
who that? Says he'd be ma'am pechar? It says that he just say lashon hara. He said lashon hara
23 times being ma'am.
It's hard to understand. We all know. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So
Hashem says don't eat chazer.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to say I'm going to eat chazer.
Yeah.
So everyone will say chazer. Don't come to my shul. Don't do anything.
Okay, but if the person also did mitzvahs, we all know that if a person, there's no tzaddik in this way, in tzaddik ba'aretz ashayase toiv lo yechato. You do the best you can for the mitzvahs, you get reward. Okay, I don't know. Listen, you understand it fine. I don't understand this. No one.
We've become a generation where ben adam l'chaveiro is nothing.
Chas v'sham. Well, you can't say that. You can't say nothing. You can't say that. There are some very good people out there. There are tzaddikim. There are people that work very hard. Unfortunately, empty cans make a lot of noise. The people who make trouble, they dominate the news and the headlines. The silent majority are tzaddikim. That's the way it is. Go look around. You have people over there, good people wherever you look. The few people who make all the trouble, there are the headlines. They're on the blogs and every little, you know, you should know these bloggers. It's an amazing thing. There are people out there, bloggers. You know what I'm talking about. They're looking, they're desperate to find Shomrei Torah mitzvos who are nichshol in averus, who are caught by the government.
Right.
Fine. Okay, fine. I'm not talking about
Shomrei Torah mitzvos.
Okay. Fine. But they're. Listen, I respectfully disagree with that. Fine, but let's put that aside. Fine, but there are people out there. There are people out there that are mamish, they're chalishing. Their whole Hanoi life is to find people shomrei Torah mitzvahs that are nichshol in dinei mimonos, in dinei arayos. And you know, it's amazing the amount of things they come up with. They come up. Listen, if they got every day, they're posting stories every single day. But the amount of things that they come up with is a mashahu kineged how much good there is out there. And if you would want to go do the same thing against the umos ha'olam, there's no shear. And it's amazing of how little they can find. Okay, they find a story here, a little story here, a mice there. But relative to the good, to that, if this is the best you can do, it's amazing. A whole day goes by, and you look at the stories, that's the best you can do? Klal Yisrael, v'amech kulam tzadikim. It's pretty good. Pretty good. That you could, no one, the whole day went by, no one did an avera. Because if someone did an avera in public, this guy, believe me, he would have found it. Boy, would he have found it. It's pretty good. It's pretty good how little he can find. Okay, but the point over here is, Leo Dessler writes, it's a Tanchuma. This is, it's a Medrash Tanchuma. I'll tell you exactly where it is. If you give me a half a moment, if I can actually find it here. Um, I'm gonna have to go. I don't see it here. I have it over here. Here it is. It's here as well. Okay, let me just tell you the vart. So this is how he. So let me just first finish reading to the pasuk. This is how he ties. Ki yesh adam. There is a person. Shamoloi b'chachmu das v'kishrein. It's a good person. He works with chachmu das v'kishrein. But he say after air, you have to add a few words into the pasuk. But he's nichshal. He does an avera. He speaks lashon hara. He says something bad about his friend. And you know what the consequences are? The consequence for saying lashon hara are. Ula Adam Shaloi Omalbo, the victim, the one that did not work in all of your toil, your chokmah, das, and your kishon, yitnenu chelko, you give it over, you give away all of your merits. So Shlomo says, wow, that's really bad news, it's not fair. Gamze hevel v'ro'o rabba. Okay, that's a very difficult chazal, and that's how the Mefarshim read this into the pasuk. Let me see if I can quickly find a few, the exact source of this Tanchuma, so you can look it up. Okay, it's in the Chavis Halavavis. Kilopam yesh tzadik gadol mivayish lechaveroi v'oz kol hazuchuyos shaloi lokuchu mito v'nosim lechaveros shubisho v'chumash kotsa b'chavis halavavis. No, it's got to be. The Chavis Halavavis says this. In this case, Uziel Kohel. Okay, this is in Sefer called Tiferes Uziel. He's quoting the Chavis Halavavis. I saw this somewhere else also. I know I saw it over here in this Sefer, but there are a lot of little things here, little teeny letters. And it's going to take me. It doesn't say where. He does not say we are in that source.
Not such a big step. You can read it tonight.
Report back tomorrow.
Well, that's your assignment.
Report back tomorrow. Full report.
Full report.
That's what I was asking. That's what I'm going to have.
Yeah, I saw quote from the Medrash Tanchuma and from the Chavis Halavavis quote. So I don't have it here. I don't have it in this farm here. Maybe it's, I must have it at home somewhere. Okay, now another one more idea. Okay, idea number five. Last idea for this pasuk. This is a beautiful vart in this thing called Kafta Leferach from the Oiz V'Hodor and Koheles. Also from the Sefer called, from the Sefer Ateres Yeshua. I do not know what the Sefer is, but he quotes the Mesorah. There are three places in Tanakh where the Pasuk begins with the word Ule Adam. Anyone want to guess what the three places are? Ule Adam. Well, here is number one, Ule Adam, Shaloi Omalbo. Where is the first place? It should be familiar. Every married man should know this. The first place is Ula Adam Loi Motza Ezer Kinegdo. Okay, Adam. Balatur brings down the Balatur always brings down the Messiah. The Balatur brings down the Messiah. So Ula Adam Shaloi Omal Adam Loi Motza Ezer Kinegdo. And the third place where the word Adam appears is, and Hashem says to Adam, Adam, you're in trouble. Ula Adam Amar, ki shamata b'kol ishtecha, because you list the kol ishtecha, you're finished. Therefore, there's going to be b'zeh sapecha techalechem. So the safer, so every time you have a mesira, so it's always choymer ledrush. So the Ateres Yeshua says a beautiful drush, Ula Adam Leimotza Ezer Kinegdo, means that sometimes a person realizes he's in a lot of trouble. Adam means that the drush starts. A person sometimes is desperate. I need parnasa. I don't know what I'm going to do. Ula Adam Leimotza, he cannot find an Ezer Kinegdo. He does not have a solution. So what is the solution? The next part of the Masorah says, Ula Adam, Dao Pasuk in Koheles. Ula Adam, Shaloi Omal Bo Yitnenu Chelko. Rashi taught us that the word Adam in this Pasuk can refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called an Adam in Sefer Yecheskel. Udemus Adam. When Yecheskel saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Kisei, it appeared to be the Demus, the image of an Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adam, Shaloi Omal. Meaning that there's nothing Hashem can't do. A human being is limited. It's finite. he needs to work to accomplish. There are things that he cannot do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is called the Adam Sheloi Omal. Sheloi Omal Bo. Hashem is infinite. And a description of being infinite is the Creator to whom there's nothing that requires shaloi omal bo, nothing requires effort. Hashem can create worlds just in an instant. Yesh me'ayin. It's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'odom, Hashem is the Creator, shaloi omal bo, who does not need to do anything in order to accomplish what He wants. The Pasuk is giving us instructions. Yitnenu chelko, this human being, who is in a very desperate situation, shaloi motzo ezer kenegdo, who cannot find the solution to his problems, yitnenu chelko, shall look for salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Adam Shaloi Omal Bo. How shall he find salvation in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through prayer. Where do we find prayer? That's the third pasuk in the Mesorah. Ula Adam, Hashem will say to me, I will give you what you want. Ula Adam Amar, Ula Adam, Ula Adam Amar, Ki Shamata, I have listened l'kol ishtecha. Now, l'kol ishtecha means the voice of your wife. But the Dorshei Rishimo say something very beautiful. Eshes means tefillah. Why is Eshes referred to tefillah? It's the first words of Shemona Esrei. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem sefosai tiftach. Your wife is God. Hashem sefosai tiftach. So the Dorshei Rishimo says, Adam Amar, Hashem says, I have heard, ki shamata, I have heard the sound of ishtecha, of your Hashem sefosai tiftach, chof, meaning yours. I've listened to your prayers.
You say this all the time,
Ishei
Hashem.
Ishei, no, that's the hey at the end. Ishei is Aleph. Aleph is
no, I'm saying Karbara is a So
when he says Shemat Kolishtecha,
today Tvila and
Karbara,
I heard to the
title
of your
Karbara. Okay, Eishes is Aleph. Aleph means Hashem. Hashem is Adonus. A Do Nun Yud. Aleph with an Aleph. Hashem, you know, Hashem is a Yudke Vavke, but the way you pronounce Hashem is Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. Hashem Sefosai Tiftach. Ado. Okay, so let's review this. Mesorah. It's a beautiful drush.
How does it fit in with the last part of the pasuk? It's a beautiful drush, but I
just stop right there. It's drush, drush. You don't ask any kashas on drush. Drush is bulletproof. Drush is bulletproof. Ula Adam Amar Ki Shemata B'Kol Ishtecha. Period. That's where you stop.
I agree with
you. You stop right there. There's nothing more. That's where you stop. So let's review this drush. There are three places. It's a beautiful idea. There are three places in Tanakh where the word Adam appears in the beginning of the pasuk. Number one, Ula Adam Loimotza Ezer Kenegdo. Number two, the pasuk here in Koheles. Ki Ula Adam Sheloi Omal Bo Yitnenu Chelko. And the third pasuk is Ula Adam Omar Ki Shemata Bekol Ishtecha. The Jewish is, sometimes the idea is first, when a man finds that he has no solution to his problem, he should turn to Hashem and pray. And Hashem is guaranteed to listen to him. And that is alluded to in these three Adam. When man does not have a solution in front of him, so what should he do? Then he shall turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Adam, to whom there is nothing that is limited. There's nothing that cannot be done. There's no limitation. He shall direct, give over his portion, meaning he shall direct his attention. And what should he do? He should pray. And if he will pray, Hashem will respond. Ula Adam Amar, Hashem will say to this man, Ki Shamata, I have listened, L'kol, to the voice of Ishtecha, Eshes is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which means Hashem. Sefasai Tiftach. Chaf means your prayer. I have listened to your prayer. I accept your prayer. Therefore, I'm going to take care of your problem. All right. So that concludes. I think we've gone through Mal Maskana. We've gone through five ideas in this review very quickly. Five ideas in this Pasuk Chaf. First was the Mitzudos with Rabbi Mayevsky's elaboration from the Sipurno, and that is Pashup Shat. It's a very evil thing in this world that there's no guarantees. You can work your whole life, you can think you're secure, you can have the best financial planners, everything can look good and secure, and then Rachman Litzlan, at the end of a person's life, all of his hard work can be taken away from him. Nazi Germany is exactly what happened. People, they worked their whole lives and they thought everything was safe, and at the very end they came, they plundered, they stole all of their wealth, and if they got away with their lives, that was good. Okay, that's the Pashup Shat. Then we have the Pashat again of the Rashi. We're dealing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adam. He created a beautiful world with Amelos, with Chochmah Das and Kishrein, and who gets it? Man gets it. And what does the man do with the world? He destroys the world. Hevel, Ve'ra'or Abba. They make the world into an evil world. This is a very, very, very sad observation. Then we have the Targum. Targum refers to a person who dies without children, Rachman Litzlan. He gives over. To who does the money go? Outside of his blood, outside of his family. Then we have the Alshech. We're dealing with Gilgul Neshamos. A person can work very hard in this world to be a tzaddik and to work on his neshama. And the Guf is a partner in this quest. The Guf wants to be the host of the Neguf, of the neshama when Mashiach comes. But if the neshama has to be megalgal in the world multiple times, the one that's going to be the host is going to be the last guf. That's a very great evil in this world, that the first guf, the guf that was there in the beginning, that was a host to the neshama when it accomplished most of its tafkid, is not going to be its host when time of tchias ha-nesim. And then we had the idea, six ideas. Then we had the fifth idea from the Chovis Halavavis and from the Tanchuma, is that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, all of your merits go to someone else and all of the person's averus come to you. That's a very difficult, it's a very painful thing. Why should that be? And that's Pshat the Pasuk. And then finally we had the Drush, the Mesorv, the three times it says Adam Omar, and it tells the person the messages to be Mespalel to Hashem at a time of need, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen and will grant you your request. Six ideas for Pasuk Chaf. And in addition to the six ideas, we have to remember here the word liyaish. It's a very powerful word. Yeyosh means despair, to give up hope. We have the word kishroin. Kishroin is Kishroin, we have different interpretations. Kishroin means on the mark. It's not just das and chochm and das, which means that it's good theoretically, it's also good practically. It works. It's kosher, and the unique translation of the Targum, that the word kosher means tzedek. It means righteousness. This week's parasha, tzedek, tzedek, tirdaif. That's right, this week's parasha. Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Chav Beis. Ki meh hoivel la'adam b'chol amolo uverayon libo shu amol tachas ha-shamesh. Here he's expressing his frustration. Ki meh hoivel. What benefit is there to man in all his toil and rayon libo and the thoughts of his heart? Shu amol tachas ha-shamesh. Let's go through step by step. Let's first take a look at the Mitzudos David, Pasuk Chav Beis. Ki meh hoivel la'adam. Ma toivo bo la'odam be'ha'omel v'shivron ha'leif. So Rayo Libo, he's translating, I'm sorry, going back to the consistent with the parish of the Mitzudos. Rayo means the broken spirit. To be broken. What benefit is there to man all of his toil and all of his broken spirit, which he has until he is nifter, and to the degree that he is enticed by his heart to work his whole life to accomplish nothing. Scary. Okay, let's see what it says in Rashi. Ki meh hoiveh, ki ma moisar hu le'odam, What benefit is there to man? B'chol amalo v'shiver and libo b'amol v'da'agash who amal u'maniach l'acherim, when he works da'aga and the daiga, he's adding a word in the pasuk that does not say Rashi. Da'aga means worry. Shu amal, he works hard. U'maniach l'acherim, he leaves over to someone else. Okay, let's see the targum pasuk of Beis. Pasuk of Beis Arum. Mahana, what benefit? But what benefit? Mahana Yisrael legvar b'chol turchei uvisvirus libei, his broken heart. All three Rashi, Mitzudos, and Targum translate the word rayon consistently to mean a broken spirit, like we had before. Du tirach techos shemsha be'ol mohadin, in this world. Okay, very giving a very similar translation. Okay, now there is I want to just point out a very nice idea in this pasuk. There's a very famous expression. I think they made this into a song, multiple songs. He'ovor ayin, ve'he'osid adayin, ve'ha'hoive keheref ayin.
It's Mordechai
ben David. He didn't write the words. The words preceded him. He put the words into a melody. The past is ayin, doesn't exist. The future, it's gone already. So let bygones be bygones. Don't cry over spilled milk. The he'osid adayin. The future did not happen yet. So what are you worried about the future?
Nachum Siegel has a different tone. Remember the past, live the present, and trust.
Trust the future. That's what he ends off. That's his motto. That's his signature. Sign off every day. 9 o'clock. Okay, ha'avar ayin. The past doesn't exist. The ha'osid adayin has not yet happened. The ha'hoiveh, and the present, keheref ayin. You're worried about now. Don't worry about it. The present passes in a fleeting moment. Therefore, ha'da'oga min ayin. So what are you worried about? There's nothing to worry about. The past was. The future didn't happen yet. The present is a fleeting moment. There's no reason why a person should have any da'igas. And again, these words I think are very fluent in our mouths because of the various nigunim, the melodies that we are familiar with that have been applied to these words. He did not like this?
No.
I don't even know where it comes from. Where is this?
Worried about Breslov.
Is it Breslov? Yeah, Rav Nachman. Yeah, is that where it comes from? But the commentators take this expression and they plug it into this pasuk right here. Ki me hoive. Hoive is the present. Basically it's saying, ki me hoive la adam, l'chol amolo. Don't worry. We're saying just the opposite of Rashi, the Mitzvah, and the Targum. Instead of Rashi, just the Targum taking the path, they're telling us, ki what benefit? Ki meh hoiveh? What benefit is there for man? B'chol amolo v'rayon libo shu omol tachas hashamesh. Life is worthless. It's futile. It's not worth anything. Just the opposite. Not the opposite, but don't worry about it. Ki meh hoiveh? What is the present? Hoyveh, we're going to translate according to this interpretation as the present. Meh means, what is the present? It's a fleeting moment. Therefore, there's no reason why a person should have a broken spirit, why a person should feel helpless and should have daigas. Ki meh hoyveh? What is the present? It's nothing. It's a fleeting moment. That la'odam, a person should have pain and daigus b'chol amalo v'rayon libo shu'om el tachas hashamesh. You shouldn't worry about it. You shouldn't think about it. It's just anyway going to pass.
Yeah, but as he says, I noticed that very simply says, I work so hard, look how smart I am. I'm
yeah.
Very hard. I come up with all these great ideas. And I'm imparting it to you. And you're an idiot. But look what you gain. I'm giving you the benefit of my experience and you didn't work for it.
Okay. Similar idea.
Right.
Similar idea.
You're getting all this benefit and put in no effort.
Okay, now there's another very nice idea. That comes from this Kabbalistic sefer called Rav Galikoy. Rav Lozer Galikoy, the printed in the back of the sefer, and he translates that there are people, Amoloyin, he translates here a reference to Torah u'mitzvahs. There are many good people in this world that do Torah mitzvahs, but unfortunately they also, zelum azeh, they also do averos. And the averos is referred to here with the expression uverayon libo, a broken heart. A broken heart is an expression that alludes to doing an avero. When you do an avero, you have a broken spirit. So what happens to such people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He rewards them in this world for their, since they're not tzaddikim, and because of all of their averos, so they're not going to merit the ultimate blessing in the next world. So Hashem has no choice but to reward them in this world for all of their good deeds. So it comes out pretty much in the big picture of things, the good deeds and the averos cancel each other out. So you come away with nothing. A person, he lives his whole life, and when it's all over, he comes to the next world, okay, I want reward. They say to you, sorry buddy, there's no reward. You know why there's no reward? Because you did a lot of averos in this world. And for all of those averos, boy, did you deserve Gehenna? Did you deserve a life of tsaris and trouble? But because you also did mitzvos, so we used the mitzvos to offset the averos you've done. To balance out. So you went a whole life, you thought you were accumulating merit that you will come to the next world, you can have a wonderful Olam Haba, and then when they come to the next world, they tell you, sorry, there's no Olam Haba for you. But just be happy there's no Gehenim. Because the Gehenim, you're already paid. You're already paid for the Gehenim with all of your mitzvos. So then you say, so what did I have to live for? I lived, I struggled, I went through a whole life of tsar. I did mitzvos, I did averos, and I come away nothing. That is a very frustrating existence. And this Sefer says, unfortunately, that's a very big reality for many people. Sometimes we wonder, I'm not a good person, so why did I get so lucky? Why am I still here? Why am I able to? Other people that I know, they went through situations. They didn't make it through the same way I got. They didn't survive the way I survived. Everyone goes through different difficulties in life, and you look at your friends, and not everyone. You came out ahead of your friends in regard to this specific. So you think, why? I'm not any better than them. No greater tzaddik, and you get scared. Maybe it's because I'm living off my merits. Maybe that's because I'm living off zuchus avos. There's something else that I'm using up that in the later in life, when I'm really going to need it, I'm not going to have it because I've already spent it. I've squandered it at this point in my existence. That's really what he's saying in this pasuk. It's a very frightening idea. There's amoloi, which he interprets as your mitzvahs, and there is the rayon libo, which are the averos. And here the pasuk says, "Ki me'er hoyver la'adam." What benefit will man have when it's all over? We'll jump to the end of the pasuk. Shu amol tachas hashamesh. His existence in this world, when it comes to the next world, because in this world he already spent b'chol amolo uvirayon libo. Because in the middle of the existence of this world, he already spent all of his mitzvos were being used to pay for the rayon libo, for the sins, and he comes out at the end with nothing. And that is,
there's no all of our bodies, no Gehenna.
Where are you?
No one came back to tell us.
No,
so it seems from Chazal. I don't have sources to tell you, but it seems from Chazal that there is something in the middle. There is not just the third place, there are many different madrigos. There is, to go to Olam Haba is a very big merit. It requires very great merits to enter into this sphere. And there are neshamas that don't go to Gehenim, but they just don't go to this special makom. Even in that special makom, everyone is different. Every person has their own, this is what it says. Again, I told you, no one came back to tell us.
Every year it goes higher.
Go higher and higher. So they're different madrigos. So a person has an expectation that they deserve a certain level in Olam Haba. And they're very frustrated to learn they're not getting it. Why? They already spent it. What did they spend it on? Survival. Why did I need to survive? Why was there trouble? Oh, you want to know why you had trouble, why you needed to survive? Because look at all the averus you did. Those averus were holding you down. So you needed zechuyos to cover up for those averus. Okay, you're lucky you had. You're lucky you had those zechuyos to keep you going. But you spent it. You spent it. There's nowhere, there's nothing more we can do. You can't go to the next madrega. That's a very frustrating reality.
But there's no current of you that the children that are left
have a koyach to propel the father to go even higher.
If this decided, for example, maybe you're punished too much in this world, so you get
right. So we don't, obviously these are Kabbalistic and young. There's a lot of Kabbalah here.
How is it decided whether you should be punished?
Only Hashem can decide these things. So we don't know, right? But he's saying there's such, this is what he says. There is such a reality. There is such a reality that exists that unfortunately people have to borrow against their merits in order to survive. And obviously, if Hashem is making these decisions for us, we don't make these decisions. Hashem is making these decisions. Obviously, it's for our best. But even though it's for our best, it's frustrating to know that we had to spend our hard-earned zechuyos on things that we really were hoping to put away in our savings for a better day, for a rainy day, whatever, not a rainy day, but for a better time. All right, up the pasuk Chaf Gimel. We'll stop over here. Tomorrow, we'll pick up Chaf Gimel.
What's that?
Gimel means key. Key.
Key is
that. I don't really know. Key, but that. If. I don't know the answer. I don't know. The Targum always says Arum for key. The Targum always translates key as Arum. Yeah. Rashi. Key is im deha. Im. Key means im. Im deha ela. E. Probably E. Key that. Deha. I think deha. That. That. I think it's that. Deha. Arum. Okay, right, boys, I have two handouts. Okay, I have two handouts over here.
You ever went to the song
A little midrash about.
What do you know?
There's a song.
Yeah, Daiga. You know the words? You know the words? What are the words?
Conjured them up. Small swam.
Those are the words. Ha'ovar ayin. The ha'osid.
Dogaminayan.
So what's it to worry about?
There's two of them.
The whole world doesn't exist.
Hey, you want to go tomorrow?
Maybe. Let me see when the yard site is. I have to go look at the yard site. My grandmother's yard site. It's now. Maybe it's this week.
Find out.
I think it's this week. Maybe next week.
Find out.
Okay.
But let me know so I should bring it.
Okay.
Tomorrow's a cook's yard
sale. You all go in there, so they go in there. Are they going?
I don't know if they go. He was probably.
He was no one like Rav Kook. He was way ahead of his time. Can you imagine if he were alive today, Rav Kook? Can you imagine what would be today? And a person like Rav Kook today alive? It would shake up the whole world.
Prematurely, I know a person. Prematurely, Rabbi Kaplan.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He would be alive today.
How much he produced?
Yeah.
The way I did in mid 40s.
Yeah.
I knew a person.
I remember when he was Nifter.
In the same year as Rabbi Moshe.
He has a Ben Zvonim that lives under Rabbi 6th Street.
No, he was before Rav Moshe, a year before Rav Moshe.
Yeah, but this
a year more. No. It was a few years, two, 3 years.
Check, 3 years.
I was in fifth grade when he was Nifter. Rav Moshe was in eighth grade, so it was 3 years.
Kensington, the man was an honor.
Yeah, the Living Torah. He translated the Mamloes,
NCSY,
all the publications.
Everybody got
unbelievable.
He's a Mukubal. He was.
Was a scientist.
Yeah.
I missed him because I knew him.
You know him personally? Yeah.
He lived in my neighborhood. I lived on East 5th Street. He lived on 82nd Street.
Really?
Simple person.
The other day you mentioned, I think it's more in Erica.
Yeah.
About
right.
I said, where is it?
Do you follow the coolest? I'll show you what they do with it. It's over here. I have it here. Good morning, Erevin. Bavma Beis. Erevin, the nun. Bavma Beis.
Yeah, I know what we did. I think it was always good. All right, so he's good at five, but I suppose he's good.